Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Well, the warm weather is here and it's time to break out the shorts and tank tops and swimsuits. And some of us are not always so comfortable doing that. So I need a little help. I'm a shapely gal, we'll put it that way. I'm not overweight, but I definitely could use a little tweaking here and there. Andrea, I'm looking at you as felt, as beautiful as ever. Was there ever a time you struggled with your weight?
Oh, yes. I struggled with my weight for many, many years. I was about 35 pounds overweight and, for probably in my late teens. And yeah, and I just, you know, I followed a calorie restriction diet and I lost it. And then I found natural and organic living. So I've been great ever since.
Well, you look amazing. We're bringing on another amazing gal, Lisa Sacco. She has lost 50 pounds and has managed to keep it off for 15 years. She works with Andrea. She's a co-author of Unjunk Your Junk Food. She's here now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Andrea. It's great to chat with you today.
Great to have you on the call, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, I'm wondering, talk to us about your weight loss journey. And was this something that you struggled with for a long time, or did it happen at a certain point in your life? Talk to us about that.
I did. My story is actually quite similar to Andrea's. I think I gained 20 pounds over the summer eating way too many hot dogs when I was 7. Went to visit my my cousins in Cape Cod and came home a little portlier than when I left. And I spent the next several years, the next 20 years, in fact, trying to lose extra weight. And the harder I tried, meaning the fewer calories I ate and the more I exercised, the more weight I gained. And it was just a battle, a very frustrating battle. And during my teenage years, when my metabolism was supposed to be sky high, I was at my heaviest. And I remember trying on a pair of size 14 shorts and just being so discouraged. I'm not even 5'4". So for me, that was a lot of weight. And the fact that I was so active, too, was extremely discouraging. And similar to Andrea's story, when I was in university, I came across someone who taught me about eating naturally, and it just suddenly made sense. And I went home and looked at my kitchen and saw the diet foods I had and the low-calorie and low-fat and threw it out and decided, that's it, this isn't working for me, so I'm going to focus on feeding my cells, nourishing my body, hydration, fiber, and basically nutrients. And from that moment on, anything that I put in my mouth had a purpose. And if it didn't have purpose, if it was just to satisfy my taste buds, I recognized very quickly that it wasn't actually satisfying. It was just a momentary thing. And, you know, as I say, a moment on the lips, lifetime on the hips, it's so true. But of course,
come look at my hips, and you'll know it's true, Lisa. I mean, that's my problem, because that's what I do. I'll be like, oh, that looks good. Now I eat all organic and healthy stuff, but again, too much of a good thing, and I tend to have, you know, junk in the trunk. And I'm a size 12, but I'm 5'10", and so I can carry it well, but it's still more junk than I in my trunk than I'd like. So I'm going to take this to heart.
Well, I think that enough, Oh, go ahead, Lisa.
Well, I was going to say, Andrew, probably the same thing you're going to say. Funny enough, when we wrote Unjunk Your Junk Food, I expected to gain, you know, 20, 30 pounds just because we had to try out the foods we were writing about. But I learned, and Andrew had been telling me this all along, I was terrified of junk food when I wrote the book. She can attest to that. But we didn't gain any weight because the stuff we were eating, I mean, of course, you know, it still has sugar and it's still not the healthiest, but it was really the artificial ingredients that were contributing to my weight problem. And since then, I've come across many people who have experienced the same thing.
Well, and, you know, it's so funny you say that, Lisa. I like to say that the reason I didn't gain a lot of weight, too, was because I was pregnant and I couldn't eat a lot of it. So thank you for doing the work for me.
Well, you know what's so funny about that is when I was pregnant, I only gained 18 pounds because I always felt like I couldn't swallow, like my heartburn and everything was so bad. And honestly, for me, and I'm not making excuses, but I know gals out there can relate, the hormonal shift has been huge. Between 40 and 45, I've gained like 30 pounds. Now, there was a point where I was too thin, when I was 40, but I just, you know, it just seems like the scale keeps going up and I'm eating clean. I'm exercising more than ever. And I think there is validity to that. I'm sticking to it anyway. Doesn't mean I don't have to try to change my ways though.
Yeah. No, well, Lisa, you're absolutely right. And, I've worked with a lot of people, in the weight loss programs that I ran over the years. And I found that the women who struggled the most were perimenopausal women, anywhere from 40 to 50, because during that period, the body's preparing for hormones to change. Hormones are basically made from fat. So in order to prepare for that hormonal shift, the body starts storing extra fat, and women will gain between 7 to 10 pounds of body fat between 40 and 50, and it is the most stubborn body fat you will ever gain.
So stubborn.
Yeah, I know.
So, and Lisa, is there a way?
Go ahead, Andrea.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lisa, is there a way for people who are, you know, approaching that age or who are in that age that can help to counteract that type of fat? So before, if it's so stubborn to take off, is there a way to prevent it from coming on in the first place?
Well, doing everything you can to balance your hormones in the first place, like eating foods from the cruciferous family, like broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. Those foods provide indole-3-carbinol and sulforaphane and ingredients that help to balance our hormones and also prevent some of the hormone-related cancers that tend to sneak up on us in our later years, too. So eating those foods at least 3 times a week is helpful. But all, to be perfectly honest, the best results I ever saw with perimenopausal weight is with personal training. Not just doing cardio. Yeah, hiring a personal trainer and working with weights, training really hard. Now, you may gain a little bit of weight from muscle, but you'll lose the body fat. And I remember seeing this whenever I would talk about this with women, and they would hire a trainer or just hit the gym. And the reason I recommend hiring a trainer is because, you know, for someone who's only ever done cardio, it's a little bit daunting to know what to do, and you could certainly hurt yourself. So you want to be able to work really hard. Even interval training is effective. But if you can hire someone to get you started, just give you a routine to work with, then, and teach you how to do the exercises correctly, of course, that gets you on the right path. And you've got to do it about 3 times a week. And yes, you definitely have to push harder than you did when you were 20, even when you were 30.
You certainly do. But I see the difference. Yeah, you know, Lisa, it's funny you mentioned that, because my trainer recently said to me, I said, God, I keep gaining weight. And she said, well, yeah, but you have a lot more muscle. Now, I do strength training with weights twice a week, and I had a lot of injuries to overcome. I've been working with her for a couple years, and I'm finally at the point where I can push hard, where I'm like, ugh, you know, and I'm getting to that real muscle fatigue. And boy, I've got some pretty nice guns over here, and I'm not talking about the kind you shoot. So I definitely do see a big difference in the way my body is. But I can see more. I should add another day. Andrea, go
ahead. Yeah, if you add another day. And one last thing that I want to mention is hot yoga.
Oh, I love hot yoga. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of hot yoga.
Well, I came across this information by accident, and it was, again, I'm always looking because of my own experience, of course, but also having worked with clients, I listen to them and I try to learn from their experience and try to, you know, connect the dots and find out if something works for one person, it may or may not work for another person, and let's see what the underlying similarities are. And I found with hot yoga, it took me a while to figure it out, but it's the detoxification of the hormones, especially excess estrogen. And during perimenopause, sure, our estrogen is dropping, but our progesterone is dropping way faster. So there's still an imbalance. So basically during perimenopause, you are estrogen dominant, even though your estrogen is a little bit lower than it used to be. And hot yoga helps detoxify those extra hormones that are causing weight gain. And they help the body, you know how the your body shape changes, like your hips get a little bit bigger during menopause? The opposite happens, depending on what your body shape was before menopause. Yeah. Anyways, hot yoga helps get your body back into the same type of shape that it was before perimenopause.
That's awesome. Lisa, I'm definitely going to do that. I've been told I'm estrogen dominant. We've got to close, Andrea. This has been great, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Lisa, we want you back on again because we'd love to learn more about the hormones. All right, well, until next time, stay connected at naturallysavvy.com and RadioMD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.